Get into a comfortable position. Make sure you are sitting comfortably, either feet flat on the floor or cross-legged on the floor. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release any tension. Feel the tension move from your head and neck through the shoulders and arms. Relax and feel all the tension melt away. Relax your chest and back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen, your lower back and hips. Relax your legs down through your ankles and feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that doesn't serve your highest good out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy into the earth, transforming it like the earth turns fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Relax any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what is called your mind's eye. Whenever you visualize or recall anything, you project it onto the screen. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. The numbers can be any color you desire, drawn as if writing them or appearing whole. 12. Draw the number 12. 11. Draw the number 11. 10. Draw the number 10. 9. Draw the number 9. 8. Draw the number 8. 7. Draw the number 7. 6. Draw the number 6. 5. Draw the number 5. 4. Draw the number 4. 3. Draw the number 3. 2. Draw the number 2. 1. Draw the number 1. You are now at ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1. But do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities, as you say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. Let the familiar world around you fall away, as if material reality you know is a facade, and beneath it lies the beautiful garden of the goddess, a paradise surrounding you. The land around you becomes a vast primordial garden, the garden of Malkuth, the familiar garden of the four paths. Go to the heart of Malkuth, the temple of Malkuth. Once you're in the temple of Malkuth, choose the path of judgment, the path to Hod. Walk the familiar path of judgment. Open yourself to its wisdom. Enter the orange light of Hod. Move through the realm of Hod to the temple of Hod. And in the temple of Hod, look for the gateway of the Hanged Man. Walk through the gateway of the Hanged Man and walk this path. Let this wisdom reach deep within you as the images associated with the Hanged Man card come forth. Let your thoughts and feelings be guided by the power of this path. Learn what you can from this path and your process to expand your consciousness to Gabura. Feel the call of the red sphere from your path. You are bidden to enter the gates of Gabura, the realm of fire and smoke, the forge of power. You might have to give the symbol of Gabura as the key to enter the realm, such as the divine name Elohim Gibor, the Mars glyph, or the name of a warrior deity. Once you enter the realm, you feel the heat and power of the sphere. You feel the power rise up in you. You feel your strength. Notice how you feel about these qualities, as your body and psyche are stimulated with the energy of Gabura. Explore this realm and welcome any beings that may come across your path. But be wary, as they might challenge your power, your strength, and your right to be here. Beware the basilisks. Make your way to the temple of Gabura. You enter a five-sided temple, ruby and iron, stark and powerful. You feel the essence of Gabura, of might and power, emanating from the walls. And you take note of the gateways of the other paths in this temple. The entities of Gabura are residing in the temple. The warrior gods and goddesses are present. Forge deities and destructive goddesses are manifest. Archangel Kamael is also available. Commune with the beings of this sphere. Ask to know the vision of power in a manner that is correct and good for you. Ask to learn the virtues and obligations and the ways to avoid the vices and illusions of this sphere. When done, thank all the beings who have communicated with you. They might offer you a gift of their goodwill. If you accept, reach within yourself and offer them a gift in return. Once you have said your farewells, leave the shrine and follow the path back. Return back the way you came. Return back through the path of the hanged man. Return back through the sphere of Hod. Follow the path of judgment back. Return back to the Garden of Malkuth. Focus on the waking world you know, and feel it return back around the garden. Return back to normal consciousness, counting 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Gently start to wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical body. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed. You can ground yourself by relaxing back into the physical state, by pressing your hands down onto the floor and releasing excess energy to the earth. You can also visualize your feet and toes as roots, digging deep into the earth.